Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp.
Today we're going to be learning the halachas of Ma'ariv. This is Siman Ayin, the 70th chapter of the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. Let's jump straight in. We're going to look at three basic points. Number one is the parts that constitute Ma'ariv. Number two is the timing of Ma'ariv, and number three, being late. Let's jump straight in. Parts of Ma'ariv. We know that Ma'ariv is really an amalgamation of two separate ideas, that is, Shema and its brachos, and the Amida. And they actually follow different time rules, as we'll shortly explore. Let's jump into a few questions. What is the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? So the Torah commands us, v'dibartabam, you should speak about them referring to at least that paragraph, and it's described when you get up, when you go to sleep, and when you wake up, which means that the Kriya Shema is told to us as a biblical mitzvah, a mitzvah d'oraisa, to be said in the mornings and in the evenings. This came well before our official Amidah as we have it today. That is a mitzvah which Bnei Yisrael has been doing for 3,300 years since the time of Matan Torah. They've been doing Kriya Shema in the mornings and the evenings. There's a separate mitzvah called the mitzvah of Amidah. What is that mitzvah of davening? So it happens to be a debate as to whether the Torah tells us to daven every single day or whether the davening of the Torah is only at an Eis Tzara. Assuming that the Torah does tell us that we need to daven every day, the formulation, the specific words, and the way in which we phrase that is not necessarily governed in the same way. It's not necessarily told to us or prescribed by the Torah. However, Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, the men of the Great Assembly at the time of the building of the second Beis HaMikdash, 2,500 years ago, took the liberty to create the ritual, to create the framework of tefillah. And they created three times that we daven a day, based on the public korbanos, the tamid shel shachar, that was the first communal sacrifice brought in the morning, the tamid shel ben anabayim, the communal sacrifice brought in the afternoon, and then the haktoras emurim, evarim ve'emurim, that the burning of the fats which were done on the mizbeach all the way through the night. Based on those time frames, they established three basic tefillos, which are the shachris, Mincha and Ma'ariv, which are what we have as the three Amidas. And they turn those into 18 and then 19 brachas each. That is the Amida. What is the Birkas Kriya Shema? We know before the Shema and after the Shema, we say a number of brachas. So on the most basic level, these are also instituted by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah as a form of tefillah, introducing and epiloguing the Kriya Shema. Before the Kriya Shema, we have two brachas. They are Yotzer Or, creation of light and angels, all the aspects of creation. And then there is Ahava Rabbah, or Ahavas Olam, which is about our chosenness through the Torah. After the Kriya Shema, we have another bracha called Geula, about redemption. These three brachas are the standard Birkas Kriya Shema, and they seem to follow the format or theme of each of the three paragraphs of Kriya Shema itself. This covers Shachris. At night, in addition to these three, they might be worded slightly differently, but they are the same three brachas in the morning and the evening. There are also another two brachas at the end. Hashkivenu, which the Gemara describes, is Geula Arichta, which is asking Hashem not just about redeeming us from Egypt, but future protection from future concerns or present concerns. And then there was an extra section called the Baruch Hashem La'olam Amen V'Amen, which is not universally said, but is said in the diaspora, my Ashkenazic Jewry certainly, and that is actually includes, if you look at it carefully, 18 different brachas to Hashem, different praises to Hashem, and those 18 are meant to be for people who could not stay till it got dark, and they would have to say this as their Shmoneh Esrei, this would supplant their Amida in the evenings. Why is Aleinu here? So Aleinu seems to be the capstone of all tefillos. At Shachris, Mincha, Ma'ariv, it always ends with Aleinu, followed by the Kaddish Yosam. Its two paragraphs describe the particularism and the universalism of God's idea throughout human history. And it seems to be a transitional motto from the realm of ideas, which is tefillah, to the realm of action, which we're about to enter after the tefillah as well. In what position is Ma'ariv said? So Kriya Shema and the brachos are always said sitting, and Amidah and Aleinu are always said standing. Are there any interruptions allowed to be made during Ma'ariv? The answer is no. From the moment a person says Baruch Hu and has entered into the Birkas Kriya Shema, one is not allowed to interrupt until one has finished the Amidah. And this is the exception, of course, if the Gabbai needs to announce a special insert like the Saint Talmatar or Ya'aleh V'Yavoy. We move into our second concept now, and that is the timing of Ma'ariv. From when can I daven Ma'ariv? So the way that the kids are paskins is from the time we see three small stars near each other in the sky. Mishnah Berurah points out that really it's three medium-sized stars, but because people get mixed up, we paskin three stars. What if I can't see any stars today? There's so much light pollution in the cities that I live in, so I have no idea when the stars are coming out. So most people can't see in the cities the small stars at all. But the good news is that we have astronomical measurements. So in halachic reality, we know that this time called Tzeisa Kochavim, the time when the stars are coming out, is really a time, is measured in different ways. Rabbeinu Tam, as an example, in northern France, paskin that it's 72 minutes after sunset. The Gaonim, these were the leaders of the yeshivas movements in the area of Iraq, in the area of Babylon, paskin that it's 13 and a half minutes after sunset. It might reflect the difference of European versus Middle Eastern realities of twilight. In New York City, Rav Moshe Feinstein paskin it's 50 minutes after sunset, which seems to reflect the New York or the Northeast Starboard in America reality. And in Israel, it seemed to be measured much shorter, as around 20 to 25 minutes, which reflects the Middle Eastern time of twilight, which is much shorter, of course. Now, what about the typical Mincha Maariv offered at shul? We don't seem to usually wait until after the three stars come out, or after that it's 50 minutes or 25 minutes. So what is it? So how does that work? So the truth is that in your typical shul offers, your standard template is Mincha, a little Dvar Torah, and then the Maariv, and that is usually placed around sunset, which means Mincha is said to be finished before sunset, and then there's a short Dvar Torah to get to after sunset, Shkia, and then Maariv is said. The reason this is because the Amidah of Maariv can technically be said by the time the sun sets. The Kriyas Shema requires being said after Tzeisa Kochavim, after stars out, which is somewhat later. However, we sacrifice saying Kriyas Shema in its time in order that Tefillah B'Tzibur be accomplished, because it might be impossible to regroup or recreate a minyan later on for people to come back back together. This, of course, does mean that everybody has not fulfilled their mitzvah of Kriyas Shema because it was said too early, and Kriyas Shema needs to be repeated later on after stars out. And that's on your average Mincha Maariv at every shul, every night of the week. Should I repeat the Kriyas Shema? The answer is yes, and it should be done right away at the time of Tzeisa Kochavim. So one should wait till about 50 minutes if one's in America after the sun has set, and then say the Kriyas Shema in full as well. One does not need to say the Birkas Kriyas Shema because they were said and they followed the halachas of Tefillah, which is from sunset. What happens if I'm not davening in a minyan? So I'm davening at home for whatever reason, and I'm not davening in a minyan, and I now want to say my Kriyas Shema. In such a case, then a person is not allowed to daven at sunset, and the reason is because there's no davening with a tzibur, which is going to allow a person to daven in such circumstances. Therefore, a person should wait until stars out to say Kriyas Shema and Amidah at such a point as well. What would be the optimal way of doing this? If I had all my druthers and I could do it as I wanted, what should I do? The answer is that one should really daven Mincha before at sunset, learn Torah till Tzeisa Kochavim, and then do Maariv with Kriyas Shema and its brachas and Amidah at the right time at Tzeis. There are a number of shuls who do this. You'll see like a 25 minute learning session at least before to pass at least some of the opinions of Tzeisa Kochavim. But many shuls deal with people who cannot necessarily make that commitment on a nightly basis. Until when may I say Maariv? So I may only say Maariv until Chatzos, that's a halachic midnight, but b'di'evet, it may be said until dawn, which is 72 minutes before sunrise. And what may I not do around the time of Maariv? For half an hour beforehand, I may not nap or eat or do things which will distract me from saying Maariv, because I need to be saying Maariv at the earliest possible opportunity. What's this business about plag? I see people talk about this plag minyanim. What does that mean exactly? So there's a machlokes in the Mishnah between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda as to when Mincha time ends and when Maariv time begins. One opinion holds that this occurs at sunset. That's the dividing line between Mincha and Maariv. The other holds that it's plag Mincha, which is 1.25 relative hours before sunset, which is towards the end of the afternoon, which obviously changes every day based on the change of sunrise and sunset, which happens every day. In this case, the Shulchan Aruch does not decisively paskin like one opinion or the other. It leaves it open, which means say that there's possibility of paskin like either Rabbi Meir or like Rabbi Yehuda. However, it says, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that we cannot do Tarot decisively, two which contradict each other internally. On a basic level, that means to say one cannot daven mincha after plag a mincha and Maariv before sunset, because then one is passing like Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda as to the dividing line. One has to daven mincha on one side of the meridian and Maariv on the other side of the meridian. So it could be mincha before plag and Maariv after plag, or it could be mincha before sunset and Maariv after sunset. However, it is taken to mean by many of the later Achronim, that doesn't just mean to say that I cannot do on the same night two opinions in contradiction with one another, but one should not be flip-flopping for convenience, which means it shouldn't be that one night I say, well, you know, it's so convenient, there's a new plug minion, I'm just going to go there and daven mincha maariv there to get it out of the way, to, you know, sort of sweep under the mat my halachic obligation, and then the other night when I don't need to, then I'll daven at the sunset with mincha maariv. That's not the way one's supposed to do this. When I spoke to Rav Herschel Schechter on this particular topic, he felt that this should be a year-long commitment, meaning to say it's not about day-to-day, it's not even about week-to-week or season-to-season. One should be consistent all the way through, which means if one wants to have a plug mincha maariv, one should do that all year round, even in the winter. And if one wants to not do that, one wants to follow the sunset mincha maariv, one should do that all year round. But the idea of flip-flopping, and just based on what convenience, how I can slot Judaism into my life, that's not an appropriate perspective of doing this. Move on to concept number three, that's being late. What if I run into Maariv and they're just starting the Amidah? What should I do? So I missed most of the Kriya Shema and its Brachos. So if it's a choice between doing Maariv with the community, that's Tefillah B'Tzibur, or Kriya Shema before Maariv to make that the what's called Geula, the Bracha of Geula is Samach L'Tefillah, close to my prayer, it is better to daven Maariv in the community, Tefillah B'Tzibur, rather than doing the Kriya Shema. I'll do the Kriya Shema later. What happens if I come in the middle of the Kriya Shema? So it's best then to say Kriya Shema the Bracha, skip the last added Bracha of Baruch Hashem L'Olam Amen V'Amen, in order to be able to start the Amidah with the community, and one does not repeat it afterwards as well. What if they are davening Maariv and I haven't davened Mincha yet? So it could be that, let's say, a few minutes after sunset, as an example, one is still technically allowed to say Mincha. So in that case, one should say the Amidah of Mincha during the Kriya Shema, therefore having fulfilled the obligation of Mincha, and then wait a few seconds, and then try to start the Amidah of Maariv with the community to have Tefillah B'Tzibur with them as well. And this, obviously, assuming there's no later minyanim that one is able to catch. What if I'm about to leave shul and I see a friend is still davening, left davening behind? I'm not allowed to leave the shul because I shouldn't leave a person alone in the building, because perhaps it will confuse them or make them afraid, and they won't be able to focus. This, of course, assumes that they started the same time as everybody else. If they started much later, then it's clear that the person started davening with the assumption that they would be by themselves later on, and one does not need to wait for them as well. So there's a social ritual aspect to this as well. With this, we conclude the basic halachas of the Torah of Maariv. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.